Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Tommy Lee thing.
All right, I have the audio.
What did Tommy Lee do?
Nothing. You'll see.
All right.
You'll see.
You'll see. You'll see.
More about who he did.
Oh, he's in big trouble then, huh? Because he's a married guy now.
It's about his marriage. This is a whole thing.
Oh, she lets him do stuff? Cool. Mm-hmm. I honestly think if a person's wife, well, I should only speak.
Should wait until we're rolling on this because I want to hear about this.
I'm pretty sure we are.
Oh, we are.
Oh, we're rolling.
All right, Sarah and Vinny, okay. Secret Show. Go ahead. Somebody's wife.
Well, I'll just speak for myself. If my wife was like, "You can go ahead and bone other people. It's fine." I would probably bone someone and like them, and then end up leaving. Mm. Like, I don't think that's kind of how I'm built. Like, I wouldn't. I don't like to bone a bunch of people at once. And so if I started boning some other lady and it was fun and it, all the new, you know, with all that stuff.
Right. The feelings.
I think I'd be like, oops, I liked it.
That's what happened with John Lennon.
I really liked it. I mean, I didn't want to like it, but then, you know, she was naked and she tried really hard.
Felt great. We laughed and giggled and had a great time.
Yeah, I think that's a weird thing. So you're saying Tommy Lee gets to bone other girls now?
No, that's literally nothing about what I'm saying.
What?
This story is about his wife.
Yeah.
I should start by saying I watched this morning and I thought this is interesting. I found it to be very interesting on several levels, but there was no fucking way that I could play this on the regular air.
Oh, the language. Ooh, I just forgot. We're on the secret show.
Don't be scared. Okay. Don't be scared,
right.
You guys.
Oh, that was scary.
Well, you're about to hear it. And I kind of just want to play it for you, and then we can have our thoughts on it.
Okay.
So Tommy Lee is the drummer for Motley Crue.
Yeah.
He also has a jai fucking gannic hog. Like, see this Contigo coffee mug?
You love it.
See this thing? I think this is a little bit smaller than Tommy Lee's wiener.
There's no way it's smaller because Pam had it in her mouth. Nobody can fit that in their mouth. But yeah, that's a pretty...
Did I say smaller or bigger?
You said bigger.
His cock is bigger than this.
Yeah.
I think his cock's bigger than this.
There's no way. You can barely wrap your hand around that.
Look, this is
maybe
not...
Maybe longer.
This is not...
Maybe longer,
soft.
But.
His cock, you can... It's malleable. You can fit that places. It's not like a hard-edged thing.
You're saying his cock's like 4 inch in diameter.
I'm saying the
that's
diameter
at least like
of
three
his
and a half right there.
Cock. This is a 3 inch. That's 3 inch diameter. If that, that's 2.75 right there.
2.75.
Right. I'm saying he's 3.5 inches diameter.
Around, diameter.
Yeah. I don't know what the circumference is. We could figure it out with pi, though. I'm sure.
I feel like fucking grabbing a tape measure for that.
Don't worry about it.
Doesn't matter.
Listen, a piece of paper is a standard piece is 11 by 8.5, so you can figure it out by folding it.
Everybody's measured this stuff. I'm 6 around.
You're 6 around?
Around.
So you're like a wrist.
It amounts to a Red Bull.
Oh.
Around. And I remember that being the reason why I was like, "Oh, that. Okay."
Oh.
Because it was like some story we were doing.
Well, like if you were looking at a Red Bull, you'd go, even if you were exactly that size, it wouldn't have any of the hard edges, is all I'm saying. It's just like, I think he's bigger than this
Contigo
thing. Everywhere. I think he's taller than it. I think he's fatter. He's a big, fat fucking cock. I've seen it. I've seen it in action. I've seen him handling it. I've seen her handling
it. Well, you have a unique... You're in a unique situation. You've seen a ton of cocks.
That's
tons
true. Lots
of them.
Lots and lots of cocks.
So many cocks.
Line them up. Let's have a look.
So,
let's take a look at those.
To me, I don't have that same sort of vast experience with cocks.
You've seen plenty of cocks. You watch more porn than anyone I know.
I know, but I don't. First of all, I will often be like, I'm that size. And then the girl will put both hands on it, and there's still...
Maybe she has tiny little hands.
A whole nother,
I think they hire people specifically with tiny little hands.
There's a whole nother half hanging out the top of the two hands. And I'm like, I have never had a lady with small enough hands to get both on there and still have a whole nother human cock coming out the top.
Yeah, those are the guys who need threesomes. They need four hands to handle... They're men.
I'm just saying, that's my reference is, I'm often like, I think I'm the, oh, wow, that is huge. What am I talking about?
She might just have small hands.
I don't think
anyone little doll
could
hands,
have.
Like little doll hands they've got.
I would like to believe that that's one of their tricks, but I also don't think that's entirely
true. It
seems
wrong that really small hands would be handling a big wiener.
I think there's there are guys with giant hogs like Tommy, and they find a way to get in front of a camera with them. Like, why wouldn't you? Everyone who sees the thing, their jaw drops. Eventually, you go, yeah, I kind of like that reaction. That's pretty fun. Maybe I should show this to more people.
Yeah.
Then next thing you know, you're on a stage.
All right. So these are the things we know about Tommy Lee, right?
Oh, okay.
Guy from Motley Crue, giant fucking hog. Has remarried now. He's married to this chick, Brittany Ferlin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this story is about Brittany Ferlin.
Okay.
Who is a comedian.
No, she's a what did they say? Social networker. Oh, influencer, right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
No, she's a comedian. So we have a clip of her at the Improv where she's performing.
Oh,
and I'm just going to let it look. I actually want him to see this. I think even the way she sits and the way she, like, it does not seem like her first time on stage, but the material is Tommy-centric.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And it's not flattering to her. I don't like it.
You don't?
Well, I'll let you guys
hear
it.
This, because now you've definitely teased it.
We're going to put the thing up.
Yes.
I want you to... He can look at it. He can look at it on my computer.
Oh, I'll just play the audio. Okay.
Yeah, come over here and look. Just move your whole seat over.
All right. All right, this is audio from a cell phone from the crowd, right?
Yes, so this is...
I used to do stand-up many years ago. Not a lot of people know that about me. Many, many years ago, Tammy Joe used to put me on her shows, and then I stopped doing stand-up comedy, and I married Tommy Lee. You guys know about Tommy Lee? The honk honk on the boat, Tommy Lee. Yeah, now I should be doing sit-down comedy for the rest of my life. Jesus Christ. My God, does anyone have a fucking ice pack or a heating pad? You ever chew up beef jerky and spit it out? That's what I'm working with right now. Fuck. My vagina was normal, okay? It was normal and nice and cute. It was like the little, like, half-smile vagina, you know? See the Asian pussies? They're all no hair, all perfect. That's what mine looked like till I met him.
Okay, I have a question.
Wow.
About the Asian pussy.
She's very pretty.
Is that, did she just make a, I know, she's very attractive.
She's very pretty.
Is that like a epithet? What the fuck is that?
No,
just said Asian women have beautiful pussies.
Yeah,
she said it was like the said, Asian pussy, like the way she said it felt like.
Yeah, well, it was more about, I think right afterwards she says about the hair too, like Asians are less hairy in general, you know.
Okay.
Scott used to always say that about me, Asians are, you know.
So you don't think that was like a, I was like,
no,
why did
she
have to say
a smiley
that?
Face. Like,
saying?
We all know that vagina smiley face.
What's
like,
the vagina smiley face? I don't
know
about
you know,
the...
it's usually when they're trimmed well, it's just like that. She does it with her mouth. She's like,
But that's out to the sides.
Yeah. It's a very pretty face.
I don't know about this.
I don't I'm not sure I get that
I'm
reference
lips.
Either.
And like, to me, it's an up and down thing.
Yeah, like, it's just a sideways smile.
It's not face. Smiling. It's just it's kind of like saying. A resting bitch face.
Yeah. Well, I guess so.
We should probably shut this door.
That's actually, why didn't we take us so long to shut the door?
So one of my favorite things about vaginas, if I could.
Here we go, sure.
Is when you first are together with a lady and she's just getting warmed up, it is that sort of just the kind of closed.
Yeah.
You know, I love how they fucking open up as you as a girl gets hot, as you're licking her pussy, as you're, you know, licking her, like, by the time you're done, it is asking for your cock. Like, that is the raddest fucking thing in the world, where it's just the flower has opened and it is ready.
The door is open.
Bums
come
me
on
out.
In.
Isn't that, that like the yeah. best mm-hmm. thing in the world, as you are getting, as you're, you know, I, for lack of a better term, eating pussy, like mm-hmm. it's the whole thing starts to open.
It's lubing itself up.
It's absolutely, it's like, yeah. by the time you're done, that thing is like, throw it in.
Slide it in.
Throw it
right
in.
To Incredible. The top.
I love that. I think that's like, that is.
Yeah. But what she's talking, like, she's.
Well, she's. Look,
she's saying it, hers is like gristle now. That's
I like
a bummer,
how Alex has jumped
out.
In
like,
with Incredible.
Well, she's
but
doing comedy.
The butt doesn't do that, though.
Joking. I don't think that she. I mean, I'm
just
sure that.
Just wondering.
Maybe his butt does open up.
Yeah, it does.
When it's.
Mine?
Like a flower.
Mine doesn't.
No, the
open
one
up,
that
yeah.
you fuck.
Our
the,
Brazilian,
the
I mean.
I have to believe if you've married Tommy Lee and you're an influencer, which means you're very active on social
media.
Don't
you want people to think you've got a nice looking vagina?
Well, hold on.
I'm picturing
I'm just
her with
saying
gristle
that
down there.
I'm going to guess because his dick is one of the things you think of when you think of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That this is something that she's like, it's the thing people talk to me about all the time.
Like,
it's
are you
the
all
thing,
bored out down there?
Yeah, right. I'm sure she hears it enough that she goes, if I'm going to go on stage, and she did look very comfortable.
She did.
I don't think she was being funny, but I do think that she looked incredibly relaxed. And she also, you know, look, I don't mean to be rude, but I love, like, she's in pants, so you can't see anything, but I love a lady who sits with her legs open like that.
And they
that.
Are full, it's full man spread.
It's fucking hot. You can't see anything. I and just think it's hot.
The person who's taking the video out in the crowd, I don't know if this, like, clearly she's got this video, so somebody, she knew that the camera would be there, I guess, and that's why she's sitting with her legs open right there. Like, she clearly knows what people want. She's putting sentences together. I'm all for chicks who can put sentences together. You know, she's a, what does my mom say? It's easier to fall in love, just as easy to fall in love with a rich guy as it is a poor guy. So she's like, oh, Tommy Lee with the giant cock and all the money wants to do, I'm in. Why wouldn't I? Well, can't think of one reason. Now I'm famous. Or
yeah, I mean, there's that. And he might be a very nice man.
He might be. Yeah, I've heard otherwise, but, you know, maybe.
You know what's weird about him that I've noticed recently? I can't remember why I saw a pic of him, but he still smokes cigs. Like actual cigarettes.
I haven't noticed that because his cock's been in all the pictures.
Oh,
lately.
I haven't. I don't look
you know,
at
pictures.
You know,
he's on OnlyFans now.
No, I don't see any of that.
You don't go to OnlyFans nope. and check out Tommy Lee's dick?
I never look at him. Mm. Nope.
She's available on there, too. I mean, that's...
Oh. She's nude? What's that chick's name?
I think Brittany Ferland. I think that she and Tommy Lee fuck on his page, don't they?
We don't know.
What else
know.
Could they possibly be doing?
It. I really don't.
Yeah, that would make sense.
It would. A lot of people. Black China is constantly doing her boyfriend.
Oh, she does?
Isn't that her whole thing? She's
yeah, she makes
literally
a ton
doing
of money on
$200
yeah.
million.
The thing
dollars
I just saw
that.
Was her talking about how she got her ass implants taken out.
Oh, I did. I heard about
oh,
that.
Oh, that chick has a rig.
What? Brittany Ferland?
Brittany Ferland.
Yeah.
Look at her right here. Wait. Come on. Look at her.
Yeah, it looks good. But that doesn't even look like her, Ben.
That's
her. Like her face.
But you know what? There aren't a lot of naked. I looked up Brittany Ferland nude, and there's nothing.
I bet if you sign up for his account, you get to see some dudes.
People
I'm
take
not
those
signing
screenshots
up for anything.
And post them up, though.
I know, that's true. Maybe she's all, listen, I want to have life after you. I don't need people seeing my gristly vagina.
Well, I don't think that's what happens to your vagina if you...
I don't, I mean, I like to hope not. But, I mean, there's no question that that's a lot. And that area is just a little soft tissue.
But, you know, that's just, there's a lot of Pam pictures when you look up this girl. So they're just forever linked, I guess, right? Mm.
Well, because mostly you put the word naked in there and they know that she's with Tommy Lee. AI right. is very smart. Mm. Knows what to give you. Mm. It's like, oh, you want that? Here, let me give you this. Mm, you're going to like it. Anyway, I just really, I know.
Wanted to talk about Tommy's dick? Yeah.
Well, that too.
Right.
But I really found what she said about herself. I guess that's comedy, right? Self-deprecating.
She's trying.
Right.
Yeah. What's she going to do?
What can she do? Oh my God, look at my vagina in leggings. It's the biggest camel toe you've ever seen. It's funny.
Who? That's her.
This is her post that she's done. She's so funny.
Okay, so she's just doing her thing where she's like, yeah, I'm the lady with the guy with the big dick. Okay.
Yeah. That's her entire hook.
Right.
And why not? Everybody's got to have a hook.
Well.
All right, Uncle.
I mean, most people would say she's lucky, right?
Sure. Who doesn't want to fuck Tommy Lee? Yay.
Well, you've had a dick as big as Tommy's, right?
You know, I don't believe I have, but I've had some large ones,
mm-hmm.
and they can be uncomfortable.
But they also can be incredible, right?
They're fine.
You splooged without any other stimulation.
Absolutely not.
Just straight
don't
cock
be ridiculous.
Work. What are you talking about?
That's not how it works.
What do you mean it's not how it works?
That's just not how it works. There needs to be other stimulation. And sometimes just getting that thing like into a place and worked in and, you know, that's not just your whole slide it in thing. That doesn't happen for the Tommy Lee size guys. That takes work to get it in there.
Yeah, but then once it's in there, it's just ringing the bell over and over at the top
just
of your
automatic, right?
Slamming into your cervix and bruising your insides. There's a roof. Okay, let's go to bad advice. Did you say you grabbed me one of these? There was something that you.
I'm looking at one right now.
Oh, I got a couple things here about the last 30 from yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. Good morning, my radio friends. As a teacher and mom of a now 16-year-old, I got chills as I listened to Vinny's heroic story as she was driving home in the evening, right? So she's listening to our podcast and going home to listen to Lost 30. As he helped his daughter by doing the Heimlich maneuver when she was choking. I'm not too sure if you can mention it, but the Heimlich maneuver is no longer called that because Mr. and Mrs. Heimlich sued for copyrights and misuse of their name.
What the hell?
Yeah, apparently. Lol. It's now called something ridiculous like obstructing object from throat maneuver. Also, depending on the child's age, a toddler or baby choking, you would do the Heimlich maneuver in a different way. There are CPR classes that are only $60 at any local community center. I'm sure YouTube offers something as well. Any parent should honestly take a CPR class and first aid. There's so many things a parent can do, even in car accidents, like remove the child from a car seat, which is the wrong thing to do in reality, because if the child is hurt, you should not move them out of the car seat, depending on what is potentially wrong with each situation varies. I also had to do the Heimlich maneuver on my then 3-year-old son after he started choking on dried cranberries while jumping on the bed. He got up from his table, which he was not supposed to, do, was being disobedient and pushing the envelope at the right toddler age to do so. I watched him jump on the bed and suddenly stopped jumping, and I asked him, "Are you choking?" He couldn't talk because he's choking. They actually say it's the silent death. Like the fact that you could hear her making noise is unusual. It wasn't fully lodged to a place where she was obviously struggling. But they say that thing blocks it and you can't make a peep. You can't use your sound box. You can't. They say if you call 911 and you're choking, go like this. Just hit your phone against something
hard.
We
talked about it after the fact because I don't mean right after the fact because we were all
shell-shocked.
Completely. Like, that's the only way to put it. Everything went weird the rest of the night because that had happened. And then the next night we talked about how you, like, people, one of the stories you hear is people will go, they're embarrassed. So they walk away from the table.
They go to the bathroom.
They try and,
you
know. And
then they collapse and die.
Right. So,
and no one who finds them knows that they were choking.
We were explaining the, you know, put your hands on your throat,
right.
Showing that you can't talk, but you're choking and that you need help. Like that. But then, you know, very quickly, what I'll tell you again is not only did my weird oversized level of confidence, like after the fact, shake me completely. Like I went, who the fuck do I think I am?
What do you mean? Don't call 911.
Yeah, like that. So the 911 call, but I also went, I'm going to take lessons again. I'm going to.
Good for you.
I'm going to take lessons.
You want to be the guy who knows?
Well, I mean, there it was. Like and honestly, I don't know if I even did this story any justice, but What happened once she was, I knew she was choking, and there's the first thing, you know what you go through when you're like your parents. Look up! Put your arms in the air. You're like,
cough it out, right?
You know, so, you know, you're not even really taking it seriously at the first.
Because everybody chokes all, on
it's,
stuff, right?
It's all coming like to, it's just happening in real time, and you don't get the size of it all until you realize, oh, this is. And then I honestly, as my wife ran into the room, I thought, she's going to take care of it. And she goes, I'll call 911. And like, didn't even go near the kid, was ready to turn around and run away. And I went, all right, well, hold on. Because I went, okay, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to. But it is that. It was heavy. And it got heavier. And then when it was over and everything was okay, and she was crying, and she's like, you hurt my tummy. And.
Well, damn right I do. Yeah. And I'll do it again.
Right. So I just anyway, I think this lady's right. We should all take those classes because these things happen. It was just Saturday night. It was the first night of our vacation. Mm. You know, so what it was not last Saturday, it was the Saturday before that. And then the rest of the...
It's so scary. Like, and then you start running through every other way that could have gone wrong.
Oh, yeah.
For you to not be in the room, for her to have been choking and fall down.
Oh,
and you think
totally...
Oh, my God.
You know what?
I mean, it out.
I am someone who... I think I benefit sometimes from beating myself up to some extent. Like, that's... It's... No shrink would say, oh, it's good for you to be, you know, down talking. But in general, it's what sort of how I work or function to some extent. But after that, I was just like, what if she fucking died right there in front of you and you were the one that went, oh, don't call 911. Like, what? Who the does that? You know, and then when Christina and I didn't talk about it for days, and then when we finally talked about it, she was like, I was walking back to call 911. Like, I didn't listen to you. And then I heard her, our daughter had stopped making noise at that point. And then when she heard her cough and... start crying, she put the phone back
down.
And came back in, and
oh,
then that's the hugging and all that happened. But yeah, that's not something I want to ever.
So this person, getting back to her thing here, he couldn't talk. Are you choking? He couldn't talk because he was choking. I felt like an idiot because his face turned red and then purple. I kept asking the same question. Then he started tearing up and I ran into action. I had to flip him over my knee and push my palm into his, but this is a 3-year-old, push my palm into his back in a forward motion and make him throw up the dried cranberries.
The thing that's, it's very weird to be doing that to a kid because they're so tiny.
Yes. So and you have to be forceful.
I definitely was having trouble getting the grip on her. So I'm sure there's another way to do it.
Well, probably
that I didn't
different
know.
Age.
Like she's
right.
saying,
that's
like you put her on her
class.
Tummy. Yeah, I that's one of those things though that, yeah, she's tiny. So I was like, how do I get this kid against me?
Such a scary moment for any parent, but I'm so glad I knew first aid and CPR and was able to help my son throw up the dried cranberries that were lodged in his throat. From that day forward, my son never wanted to play and eat at a bouncy house or birthday party ever again. He always said he would eat and hang out with me and the other parents to let his food digest.
It scared the shit out of him.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Then he would start jumping because he was scared somehow he'd get sick and get the food lodged in his throat again. Lol. So then he would start jumping after he let it. Just an extra little story. I hope you guys all get laid and Brent and Sarah don't have any more throwing up or trotting issues. Ha, 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 ha. Listener for the past 18 years, Kimiko. My son has grown up listening to you and we talk to my phone, the Odyssey app, every morning as we listen to your show with our opinions as if you can hear us. Lol, my son doesn't really agree with Sarah's movie review regarding Avatar. He claims that movie had pure genius behind it and he loves sci-fi as well as all the CGI that was added. It was good. I you know, it was good.
Yeah, but
was it everything I was hoping for? Sure. Yeah, it was. It was exactly what I what
that second
one. 10 years
in the making.
13 years. I had to wait 13 years
in the making.
And it was fine. It was a good movie.
Fine. Wow.
It was.
What a review.
It was a good movie.
We invented technology.
Okay. Well, how was the story, though?
For this film.
Let me hear the story.
The story's not good, is it?
The story's okay.
The
story's good.
No,
the story doesn't suck, but it's. And it's interesting. I'm telling you, I sat through 3.5
hours
of this.
Well, something sucks. We're trying to figure it out.
Nothing sucked. I said it was good. Is it the best movie I've ever seen? No, it isn't.
Oh.
Is it in my top 100? Sure.
100?
Top 100.
Come on.
I don't know where in my top 100, but somewhere. I mean, what have I? How many movies have I seen in my life? 1,000? I don't know.
No.
How many do you think I've seen?
A lot.
Half that.
Are you sure?
I don't think you've seen 1,000 movies. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know either. I can't really. I don't think, how do you imagine that?
I wouldn't guess that I've seen 1,000 movies.
Well,
that's a
I feel like I watch at least 2 movies a month. And I used to go to movies weekly.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I don't really know how you would measure that. Over the course of a lifetime, how many movies do you see? Do you see 100? Do you see 1,000?
You know, there are movies that you'd expect me, like someone will say, oh, that movie's great. And I'll watch it and be like, I don't even want to finish it. And then there are other movies where I'm like, I'm completely in on Puss in Boots, for fuck's sakes. What's wrong with
me? And Paddington. Oh my God, I had a Paddington story. Want to hear my Paddington story?
Paddington is a great movie.
Probably won't get to it.
I guarantee you, Hugh Grant, like, that is one of his best roles he's ever had.
Paddington 3 to begin production this July. Commercial director Doug Wilson will helm Paddington in Peru.
I love it.
They're going back to the darkest jungles. What's it called? The Darkest Peru.
I love it. I am all in.
They're calling it a threequel.
It's good. I'm telling you, you watch Paddington 2 and you'll be like, look at Hugh Grant. He is...
Oh, I like looking at him.
A man in full right here.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I can delete that story. Got that one crossed off.
Let me ask you a question. I'm ready. Snap judgment.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
You're super horny.
Okay. So this is a dream world. All right. Got it.
Hypothetical.
Hugh Grant is naked in front of you, and Tommy Lee is naked in front of you. And both of them want to do you, and you get to choose one or the other. Who do you pick?
Come on, guys. Let's do this.
Hugh Grant for sure.
Let's
easily.
Do this together. That'd be fun. You're in the
Are
front. You can maybe be in the back, but you're.
Oh,
in the
you're
front.
Gonna take the butt?
No, I mean, there's two dicks. What else am I gonna do?
Oh, one in the face, but okay.
DP. Oh yeah, all right. Sure, one in the face. Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. She's gonna take them both in the butt.
Well, I'm just trying to decide where am I gonna put all those things. I have no idea if Hugh Grant has a big cock or not.
You have to assume that Tommy can't go in the back, right?
Right. You know. No, that's why I was saying you in the front.
Well, you just never stop. Like, you just have to have a hose of lube pouring on the seat the whole time.
every thrust.
Yeah.
Every time he pulls it out. It's so long that it dries up on him after on his way out, and then he pushes it back in. You have to have re-lubed it.
So who are you picking? One or the other?
I'm just not interested in sex.
You
I don't want to.
You say how dreamy Hugh Grant is. What are you talking about?
Fine, Hugh Grant then.
What?
Well, listen, Tommy's penis is definitely diseased. Let's face it.
Well, let's say they're both, you know, they've got a clean bill of health.
I will go.
You want Tommy Lee now, don't you? Look at you.
I don't
you got
know.
A little smirk
I mean,
on your
I guess
face.
Once in a while, a giant cock would be fine. But I wouldn't want to be the Brittany, whatever her name is. What's her name?
Furlan.
Brittany Furlan in this scenario. Right. Like, you know, she's talking about how it's like chewing up a piece of steak and spitting it out. That's fucking
She's
horrible.
Making jokes.
I know, but that's horrible. That's just a horrible visual. I don't like that.
All right.
I like
Can't
it.
Can't you be? It's a fine sponge cake. It bounces back every time.
Yeah, that's going to be funny at the comedy club.
That's pretty
funny. Yeah, that's not funny.
I don't know. I was like, oy, that's horrifying.
I'm sure she's just playing on the things that people have said to her.
Right. Like that she's all bored out.
Oh, beat up. I mean...
Well, once you go with the cock that big, how does anybody else ever compare?
Like, I don't know.
The average
know.
Guy pulls
I
down
assume
his pants. And it could even be larger
All of
than
you
average.
Girls are like, you know, well, he's a nice person and, you know.
There's he, more
he
to
makes
life than a giant cock.
Couple dollars and, you know, all right, there's no, like.
Right.
Few and far between are these giant things, coffee mug size.
Mine's so, taller than yours?
My assumption is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, way.
And I think he's
My
taller.
Assumption is every girl, including my own wife, has been with a guy like Tommy Lee and is just willing to settle for me because I've got...
Because you don't hurt her when you fuck her.
No, funny. Well, that's not why. Whatever. Or I make a couple bucks. Or she's like, you know, hey, this guy, I can, you know, outsmart him all the time and I get the things I need. And he sits there scratching his head like, how did I end up... What is going
how
on
did
around
I
here?
Get here?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. See?
All right, I think we're done for today.
I mean, I'm right?
Always.
Well, not always, but the ladies have had giant cocks eventually.
Yes. Well, you know, they come in a range of sizes. So if you've had more than one, you've had two sizes.
Wait a minute. It
you
just
have
occurred
the biggest
to me.
One ever and the smallest one ever for you. But if you've only had two, it might vary if you've had 100.
Bryn?
Yeah.
Has your wife been with anyone but you?
Not that I know of, but she could have lied to me.
But you don't think she did.
You popped her cherry in when you guys were teenagers, years later, she had not fucked anyone else.
That's what she says. I wasn't really prying. I guess I was prying. I guess she didn't do that. I actually was surprised and encouraging her, too, because at the time I was kind of dating a few girls trying to filter out the weeds. And then
I don't know what that means.
Just weed out the people that Siri.
Siri is very masculine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know about that stuff. So, I know she got close probably. She was dating people, but didn't
Yeah. Huh. So she's never had a giant cock. You're like the one guy who has a lady.
Sorry about it. Did you hear what he just said to you?
Yeah, he's saying Bryn's small.
Oh, poor Bryn.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
No, you did. She's never had a giant cock.
Oh. I didn't mean it like that. I know you might very well be gigantic. I know.
Sarah's always instigating.
That's not what I meant. I know. What I meant is that there's no one bigger than you that's been in the area, so you don't have that.
So you're massive as far as she's concerned.
Or whatever.
She has very small hands.
But I've been with other girls.
Yeah.
And those girls have said that I'm okay. They're like, wow, that's bigger than my ex or whatever. I've had that comment before.
Oh,
like
goodness.
This is a lot. Yeah, so I'm okay.
Well, had you seen?
I don't mean that.
Why the fuck would I see their exes?
Sounds like you don't know if you're okay.
I'm not going around looking at exes' dicks.
Convince us that your dick is big. I mean, that's what
I'm not trying to convince you. You're asking me questions.
We believe you, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn, we believe you.
All right.
There are smaller dicks than yours out there. We get it.
I'm glad I got the point across.
All right.
Yeah.
I wanted to end 5 minutes ago. It's not my fault.
Why are you still talking then?
I don't know. You're because you haven't said the goddamn words yet.
At the end.